With the revival of Latin texts that dealt with rhetoric, Cicero and Quintilian, the humanist schools in Italy began to teach rhetoric as a basic part of the curriculum. And here we have an example of a Jew absorbing these tendencies, of putting them into a Hebrew work, and trying to present to his students the art of rhetoric. But what is unusual here is that the book is written in Hebrew. And what is more unusual is that in 1475, maybe 5-10 years earlier, the first Hebrew book had been printed. This is the first author, the first Jewish author, who is aware of the power of print and decides to print his book. This is what we call an incunabulum. That is a book published before 1500. Remember, the Gutenberg Bible was written, the first printed book was printed in the 1440s. The first Hebrew book was published in the 1460s. 1475, approximately, this book is published. What is the power of this book? The book essentially copies 90% from Cicero and Quintilian and puts it into Hebrew. But what is interesting is the 10%, namely illustrations of the rhetorical principles of these Roman figures. They are all from the Bible. In other words, what is the font of rhetoric, says Messer Leon? It's not Rome. It's not Athens. It's Jerusalem. In other words, if you really want to know rhetoric, then look at the Bible. And what I will do is take all the principles of Cicero and Quintilian, and then I'll put all the biblical passages next to them to show you that Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel were really rhetoricians. And therefore, to be a good Jew is to pick up or learn rhetoric and to apply it to reading the Bible. Now, what is innovative here? And it is really quite innovative. Messer Leon tells us at one point in his book that, you know, I had read the Bible like everybody else as a sacred text, but all of a sudden I went to read Cicero and Quintilian, and then I came back and I read the Bible again, and all of a sudden my eyes were opened up, almost in revelatory tones he described this, because rhetoric now opened up the beauty and the elegance of the biblical text that I was not aware of before. In other words, I began to read the Bible as literature, and then I appreciated that the knowledge of the outside world is indeed our knowledge. There's no dichotomy between Jewish knowledge and Gentile knowledge. In fact, we once knew everything, but we lost it when we were exiled into around the diaspora. And therefore, by acquiring the skills of the Romans, in this case rhetoric, and by applying them to our own texts, interpreting our texts through the lens of the rhetorician, we're able to appreciate some beauty about our texts that was unavailable to us beforehand. And therefore, we become very excited about the possibility of reading the Bible as literature. Of course, this is a typical Renaissance encounter, right? Humanism and humanistic rhetoric come to understand the Bible in a new way. But at the same time, it is also a way of elevating and underscoring the significance of the Bible within Western civilization. Now, with the tools of the outside world, the Torah really comes into the light of the world in a way it had never been before. And therefore, here is a wonderful example of how a Jewish teacher writing for a school in Mantua creates a synthesis of humanistic thought and Jewish thought. In so doing, elevating and raising the consciousness of his own students about the power of the written word in Hebrew. In other words, through this, we can write sermons, we can write letters, we can use rhetoric as a mean of enhancing ourselves, our leadership, our ability to teach within the Jewish community. Indeed, rhetoric is something that is meaningful. At the end of his book, he also says, by the way, it is not only rhetoric, it is all the sciences. In other words, what we have here as well is a strategy for dealing with the outside world. In many respects, we might call Judah Messer Leon a Maimonidean, in the sense that he was an outer-directed person. He believed that ultimately, to enrich Judaism, you need to take the currents of contemporary thought, the intellectual styles, and to utilize them as props or as means of energizing Jewish culture itself. Jewish culture would now be transformed by rhetoric. It would be transformed by this encounter between the Latin texts and the Hebrew texts. And in this respect, also, the Bible would be elevated in the eyes of Christians as well. They would appreciate what is going on here. So this new synergy between humanism and Judaism is a wonderful, wonderful example of how the Renaissance impacted and created something new in terms of Jewish thought.